This is very clear for me. I mean, you ask me a question, I answer it honestly. I'm never evasive and very transparent. And Blackburn Rovers received two offers, the first one at 3.5, which was turned down, and then 4.5, which was also turned down. And I stated that publicly last weekend. For me, that's nowhere near the valuation of Grant Hanley. We don't want to lose Grant Hanley. We're not trying to sell Grant Hanley. So within that, you know, nobody's here saying you bring me bids. Far from it, you know. But I can't stop other clubs admiring our players because I do it with other clubs myself. But I always do it in a manner I think that's, I would say, a proper procedure in that respect. And I'd always try and, I think, offer something that I feel, well, that's close to the player's valuation. Now, to my mind, those offers are nowhere near Grant's valuation, and that's my honest football opinion. So, as we stand at the moment, there's nothing really to chat about. So, we continue to go on, we continue to control what we can, and that's making sure the players that are fit and available are getting that training under the belt to step into games. And if something changes, then, of course, we'll deal with it then. But as it is just now, that's exactly the scenario.
A lot of people say that player power is the big thing in this day and age, and if a player wants to push through a move, then he will do so. What would you say to that?
We certainly understand in terms of what people deem to be player power and such forth. Grant Hanley's under contract for a number of years at the club. And I've got to say, he's an outstanding young man. He's been a terrific player, and he is. He's getting better, I truly believe. And I think it's like anything else, you know, when you make offers, then that's fine to make them. But for me, my offer would be on the level that I think the player's ability is worth. Now, and again, you know, the old adage as well, you can only get what somebody's prepared to pay. Yeah, that's right if you're trying to sell something. We're not looking to sell anything. So therefore, as I said before, you know, that is nowhere near, even in a scenario that you would look to sell that player, which we don't want to happen. So there's very little to talk about in that respect. I mean, I seen the other day that when Newcastle as well, I think it was $35 million for Sissoko as well, which is brilliant because he's an outstanding player. But please don't then offer me 4.5 for Grant Hanley. If you've got your valuation of very good players, which they are, then make sure that we're respecting Blackburn Rovers as a club.